Hello and welcome, lovely listeners. I'm Stefania, your guide here at English in the Morning. Thank you for tuning in today. Our episode is all about the captivating world of body language. Now I know it's a bit tricky without visuals, but fear not, we all have relatable moments etched in our memories. Let's dive into this intriguing topic together on our auditory adventure. I used to work at a library when I was in college, and there was a book there that was a must read for all psychology students, O Corpo Fala. It is a book about nonverbal communication and how much information we can deliver without even opening our mouths. When we cross our arms, fiddle with our fingers on the table, or slouch on the sofa while someone is talking, it doesn't matter what you say with your words. If the person has an understanding of nonverbal communication, they will know you are not interested at all. I also remember a series that ended in 2011. It was called Lie to Me, and it was entirely based on Carl Lightman's knowledge of microexpressions and body language. The professor helped solve cases by reading people. It was impressive to see the analysis and wonder if it was real. Did you see this series? Observing the cultural aspects related to body language, though, you have to be aware of the cultural backgrounds of a person to understand what the nonverbal signs might mean. Just to mention one example, consider nodding. Nodding your head means, in most cultures, a positive answer to a question or agreement with what you are listening to or seeing. However, in some places like Bulgaria or Albania, you shake your head to indicate yes, and you nod to say no. I read about it and would love to hear from you to confirm that. Now, that's it for today. I hope you could learn some new words. In the next episode, I will talk about manners. You can find a booklet with exercise for this episode in my online shop.